Episode. Let's begin. This is now Daf Lamed Dal. Let's go a little bit back. What we were discussing, just to run us into the sugya. So, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, I'm afraid that would be Rebbe Aval says Peshem Rebbe Yochanan Reize Ola Shloshim Yom Kol Shloshim Hareize Ola Lachar Shloshim Yotzeh Lecholim Aleya. Okay, so we said if someone says it's a korban Ola for 30 days, after 30 days, we say that it would just be it would just dis the kedusha would disappear from it. So, I'm going to question that in a minute. So the question is, what if someone used it for their own purposes during that time? We said Rabbi Yochanan Amar Milata Brura. He says, obviously, during that time, it's during a 30-day period, it is a korban. You'll be over on the issur of Me'ilah of using something in Hekdesh for your own purposes. And Rabbi Zira says, the Rabbi Hilya Trayman Amri Milata Safek. We said that it's a safek. And that's the reason why I'm stopped, that I wanted to go over this again, is because last time this got to discussion of the Korban Eda. He says, because if it's not offered in 30 days, Igal Milton Lama Freya. As if it was chulin, so therefore in the intermediate time, there's a suffix whether it will be over on Israel Mi'il or not, which seems to suggest that you could wait to see what would happen after 30 days, and then, well, if it was offered, then it's not over. That was offered, so then it over in Israel Mi'il. If not, not. However, what's interesting here, the Pnei Moshe, I didn't bring this last time, but I just wanted to show you. Disfer Meaning, it seems to be according to Pnei Moshe that the Safek is regarding whether Isur Me'ilah would apply in such a case. Not whether it is Chulin, whether it's Kodesh. This is a time-limited Hekdesh. So does the Isur Me'ilah apply to time-limited Hekdesh? Full stop. That's what the Safek, in other words, the Safek in the Din, not in the status of what we're dealing with. It's a very different way of understanding it. Okay, Nemara says, what if someone's Harei Mekudeshet Li Shlosh, Harei Mekudeshet Li, Shloshim Yom. He says, you're betrothed to me for 30 days. Just for 30 days. Arizim Mukudeshet. She's Mukudeshet 100%. That doesn't work. The rest says, Mamen Hekdesh, Mamen Isha. What's the difference? Hekdesh can disappear. Why can't I say the Kiddushin can just disappear? They have the same word in it. Kiddushin Hekdesh, same Shoresh. Says, no, Maktina Hekdesh Yatsa Belo Pidayon. You can find Hekdesh can just disappear without any redemption. We do find contexts where that works. So since we find context where it works. However, we never find an issue where a woman is fully mekudeshet and suddenly it disappears without some sort of get or her husband dying. Okay? So Gemara says, well, Henashkechan, where do well, like Heichan, where do we find that Hekdesh can just disappear without an epideon? So it seems to be that will only be according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon nichnasim v'lo notnim. So what this refers to, I'll show you this is look at the Korban Eda on this. It says as follows: Arachin. Let's say someone is sanctifies their own ancestral lands. Comes to Yovel and they didn't redeem it. Rabbi Shim. Now we know it goes to the Kohanim. The question is: can the Kohanim just take it, or do they also have to redeem it for it to be theirs? So Rabbi Shimon says: Hakom nichnesin. The Kohanim can just go into that land. It's theirs that it require having to pay anything. So the Hekdesh, you said, Kodesh Rabbi Shimon, is Yotzeh below Pidayon. It just disappears. So Rabbi Huda is according to the Shita that says, oh, you need to pay something. However, if you find a Kodesh Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon's Shita Yotzeh below Pidayon. However, the Gemara says, actually, it could be Divrei HaKol. Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Bontifta Divrei HaKol. It could be Divrei HaKol. That's Bestem Mikneh. Now, Stem Mikta means if someone purchased somebody else's lands, it was Reuven's ancestral lands, and Shimon purchased it, and it was Makdishet, then it would go back to the, according to everybody, it will go back to Reuven without any pidyon whatsoever. So, in other words, even though there might be a debate regarding Esther Chuzah that goes to a Kohen with pidyon, no, we can still find a place within Hekdesh. Which is in the case of a stemikneh that was someone's makdishet, where it can yotzeh below pidyon. So therefore, you can say there's what to rely on to say, oh, if someone says I want the korban to be this animal to be an olah for 30 days, and after 30 days, it can also there's grounds to say we have a precedent. We see hekdesh disappears below pidyon. But for an isha, you don't find that. You don't find any context where a woman is absolutely mekudeshet. We're not talking about al tanai. We're not talking about all these mekachtal. We're talking about absolutely 100% mekudeshet, and then if you like, it disappears after 30 days. That we don't find. So that's for if she's mekudeshet for 30 days, she's mekudeshet completely. Okay. So let me just a lot of things beeping away here. So let me just turn this off because it's distracting me. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, What if he says this is your get that will have it'll be effective for 30 days? Well, ain't that get crypto? That's not a get crypto because it doesn't even have an effect in the 30-day period. Meaning, because a proper get is a complete severance. Meaning, for example, we saw this example before. You know, if you're mugresha to everyone except for so and so, that also wouldn't work. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Rebbe Elazar. Hadadat Amar Mekudeshet. So let me just explain that. In other words, that which you say, that if I says to a woman, you're Mekudesha for me for 30 days, that, you know, forget it, it's completely Mekudesha. That only works if he gives Kiddushin be Kesef and makes that stipulation. However, if he says a trust in Mekudesha b'shtar, the context to do that, then it wouldn't work at all. Why? Because we only learn from Vayatzav Aita, meaning we only learn the concept of a document can affect Kiddushin from Gittin. And by Gittin, we just said it's not, if such a document that says you're divorced for 30 days is completely ineffective because it's not a Ger Kirtot. So too, if you're trying to learn from Gittin by Kiddushin as well, such a your Mekudesha for me for 30 days, is it completely meaningless? It's ineffective. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, Ravel says, Bashir Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, the whole concept and force of a document is up for Gittin, so therefore that's what's going to be imported to Gidushin. Okay. Ravel says, Bashir Rabbi Yochanan. Harei zu ola lachar shloshim yom. Now here, by the way, he's being cholak on what we saw before. This, because we saw before Rabbi Ravel says, Bashir Rabbi Yochanan. Here, interestingly, it's Panim Moshe. The Panim Moshe says, Rabbas says, Bashir Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Beseder. I wonder what the... it's interesting. The Korban Eidah, just checking the Girsas now, he keeps Raval B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, and earlier on it said Amora says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, beseda. But the point is, it's two different opinions in name Rabbi Yochanan. That's what's important, because here it's cholak what we said before. Because he says, Harei zu ola lachor shloshim yom. If someone says this is a ola in 30 days' time, and he tries to sell it, machra batoch shloshim yom, ene mechura, hekdisha lo hekdisha. He tries to sell it in that 30-day period before it even becomes fully an ola, or hekdisha, or he tries to make it another korban, then it does not work. Again, Rabbi Yochanan before said it does. Here he says, Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't. So Gemara says, if that's the case, well, firstly, why is that? Because we said Amirla Hekdesh Kemisir Lehedyodami. Simply saying, I want to give this as a korban, let's say in 30 days, already makes it effective Rishut Hekdesh. So if that's the case, Le'edu Mila Amar Lachar Shloshim Yom. Why did he say then after 30 days? If it's effective, give me a korban immediately. So Gemara says, no, L'she'ar lo giza v'avoda. You know, it's not fully a korban yet because it's to retain his rights, if you like, to enjoy the Giza and Avoda, to work this animal and have and shear it, if you like, have the shearings. And that's why, in other words, it's already let's call it transitioning, if you like, into being a korban. That's why it's retained. But it's still a hekdesh straight away. So the Gemara says, okay, what happens? Talush min hakarka hazeh, shikne lecha lachar shloshim yom. Let's say he says, do a kinyan chazaka, grab something from the ground, and then you will purchase this land in 30 days' time. So machru b'toch shloshim yom, einu machur, hektisho lo kadesh. In other words, if he then tries to sell it in a 30-day period, it doesn't work, or hektesh, if he tries to makdish, there's not makdish. So Gemara says, if that's the case, limit alachar shloshim, why then did he say, I want it to be hektesh after 30 days? I want to sell it to you, sorry, for after 30 days. So what it really means, in other words, what we're trying to say here, when it comes to land, if he says to someone, pull this out of the ground, do some sort of kinyan, and it'll be yours in 30 days, the Gemara is saying it's really given over to him straight away. You can't sell it to someone in intervening period. Okay? So the Gemara says, well, then why did he say after 30 days? Once again, l'shalo achilat peirot. So that he can still retain achilat peirot. Meaning, this is yours, but I still want to be able to have the property for another 30 days to take the harvest in or whatever it is you're going to be doing. That's what it would determine me. But it is sold. Okay, that's the point. What if he says, Heilach sela ze shitikne li sadeh lachar shloshim yom? What if he says, here's a coin and I want to purchase a field after 30 days? Lachar shloshim yom. Machra batok shloshim yom. Machura. If it's sold within 30 days, it's not sold. So ma beina leisha, what's the difference with that and isha? If it's mekadeshit isha bekesef, and someone else can jump in. So Gemara says, no, ela machra harei zemuchura. When it comes to the mechira, it seems to be he would differentiate between kesef and some sort of chazaka, because the previous case seems to be that it was sold straight away. Now we're saying, no, with the case of kesef, it seems to be, well, at least now the Gemara is saying, machra, there's no difference to that with an isha. Okay? So, and I'll just show you, daha isha l'sadeh damya. That nan, but mamnitin, im ba'achar v'kitcha l'toch shashim v'kor v'neses, shmami l'echol l'achzor. V'odim mechira, duhu machar ba'ein, it says, v'odim mechira, daha mocher ba'ein ra'a mocher. Because when someone sells normally, they're selling with an ayin ra, meaning it's only going to be yours in 30 days' time. Okay, fine. Again, I'm not sure what to do with this, meaning whether this statement is going back even on the case of where it says talush min hakarkish in lechala shoshim yom. Because here it says, take, here's a coin. It could be the difference is that one's the mocher is doing, the coin is doing. I'm not sure how we differentiate between the two cases. Okay, but in any event, what we're saying now is that when it comes to, if he says, here's some money, I want to purchase the land in 30 days, then someone else can jump in between. Just like the Kedusha Isha. Now, helach kesef ze shikneile avdecha lachar shloshim yom. What if he wants to do the same thing, type of thing with an eved? Now, here's the money, and I'd like to purchase the eved in 30 days. So the Gemara says, itani tani arishon b'yomu yomayim, itani tani asheni b'yomu yomayim, itani tani ze v'ze einu b'yomu yomayim, itani tani ze v'ze b'yomu yomayim. Now, what's b'yomu yomayim? So b'yomu yomayim is the pasuk that says, ach b'yomu yomayamod lo yukam ki kaspo. This is where someone gives a blow to his eved, and if the eved seems to survive for 2 days, he wouldn't be chayv for, like, meaning, and then dies, then he's not chayv. That's a special din by the Adon. Okay? Whereas everybody else, it would be chayv. So what the question is, what the Gemara is trying to deal with, who's really considered the Adon in this period? Some say it's first, some say it's the second, some say it's kind of both, and some say it's neither. Now, it goes a bit deeper than necessarily the Adon, because it's a special din of Yomi Yomayim, as you'll see, we work through the Psukim. It says, Manda Amar Harishon B'Yomi Yomayim. The shita that says that it's the first one who this din of Yomi Yomayim applies is because Umet Tachet Yado. Because the Pasuk says, and he dies by his hand, underneath him, by him. Now, at this stage, who's the Eved still under? It's still under the, if you like, the possession, the property of the first owner, who is selling it to the other person within 30 days. So it's still Tachet Yado. So you want to apply to applies whoever is Tachi Ado. I'll explain this in a bit more detail in a moment. But let's look at the Kormanator first. He says, Tachi Ado meaning Han Rishoto. Dichti vi kachet kolarzo miado, meaning it's whoever's miado in his Rishot. Inami mitachi yalif. De kevan dehu tachtav viachol irdoto karinon be met Tachi Ado. So in other words, who is the Tachat, whoever has, if you like, control over him at that time, that's who the Pasuk applies to. I'll just go a little bit more before I do the penimosh like I promised you. It says, Manda Amar Asheni Biyom Yomayim. The Shita says, no, it's actually the second person who's going to be his, who the Din Yom Yomayim, because it applies, because it says, Ki Kaspo. And he's already, if you like, considered Kaspo. I'll read the Korban Eda. It says, Daigam Misev de Grad Dechtiv Loi Kum Ki Kaspo, Lemisha Kanui Gufo Habe Eved, Vit Be Din Yom Yomayim. Whoever's considered as Guf. Now, the second person, it sounds like, even though it's not even necessarily, I'm putting inverted commas fully is yet, therefore, but it's still considered kaspor, so therefore the Yom HaYomayim would apply to him. Okay? So it's tachat the Rishon, but it's a kesef of the Sheni. Now what's interesting here, the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, which is like the Bavli, is the whole debate is whether kinyan or perik kinyan aguf dami, which means the assumption then would be that if he says, I'm selling you this eved that will be yours in 30 days, it's very much like we saw in the beginning with the case with the karaka, where he says, you know, pull some of the, do some sort of kinya chazaka and it'll be yours in 30 days. It's like, it's already his now, he can't sell it to anybody, but he retains the rights to use that land, the peirot. So the way, again, the Bavli explains that this would be a very similar case, kinyan apero, kinyan aguf dami. The fact that I have the rights to the peirot doesn't make it like mine. So If you say yes, then the Rishon is considered as Eved. If you say no, then it's a Sheni that's considered Eved. And that's what the Bible explains. So again, that's why the Pnei Moshe tries to explain it. But again, it's not so clear that Yerushalmi is doing that. Firstly, it didn't say it explicitly. Secondly, it seems to be with some of the Mechir we talked about that it could be Mocher in between, like we saw the case in between with Helech Selazar. Again, it's not so clear. And it could just simply be based on how we understand the Gzeirat HaKatov. Kaspo or Tachet Yado. Okay. But again, I'm not 100% clear. But that's if you remember the Bible, that's what the Bible does. Okay. However, Manda Amas continue. The Manda Zevaze, it's both of them, because it's beyond my mind, because Arishon Omer Tachet Yado Vasheni Kaspol. The shita that says really Yom HaMayim applies to both of them, it's because Psukim apply to both of them. Now there's two ways to explain this. The Korbanator says either that we don't know who the part goes to, therefore Ptum Misafek, because Safek Nafashot Lakel. Or alternatively, when the Torah says both Met Tachet Yado and Kaspol, it's not, is that either or is sufficient. Meaning either Kaspol or Tachet Yado is sufficient to apply this special exemption of Yom HaMayim. Have a man dama zeva ze einu b'yom HaMayim, the Shita that says that really it doesn't apply to either of them is because you need both. In other words, it has to be Kaspol and Tachet Yado in order to have this special leniency or exemption of Yom or HaMayim. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Bat Kohen le Israel tochal b'truma." So, if you recall, this is the case we said in the Mishnah. Hamer lecha be'ro. Now, I glossed over this when we learned it, but in the Mishnah, because I said the Gemara is going to explain it. It says, "Haomer lecha be'ro tsefek kadesh li isha ploni." Someone says to his friends, "Go and betroth me. I'd like you to betroth me such a person." V'alach v'kitcha la'atzma nishaliach, end up marrying her, betrothing herself. We said mekadoshet l'sheni. Okay. And then we talked about v'chen almer le'isha hareat mekudoshi lachar 30 yom. You're betrothed after 30 days, and someone else jumps in between Shimon and day 10, for example, comes into kiddushin. We said mekudosh sheni. It says bat Israel lekohen tochal b'shuma. What does that mean? So it says itani tani lo tochal b'shuma. We've got another that's others teach that says if she can't have truma. So Amar of Hila, how do we deal with this? Manda Amar tochal b'shuma. When it says a mishnah tochal b'shuma means keshar sheni kohen. In other words, this second person, this Shimon that jumped in at day 10, if he is a Kohen, it's considered fully Mekudeshet to Shimon and she can tochal betruma. That is how you understand the Mishnah. Umandama lo tochal betruma, that's referring to the case b'she'ena sheni Kohen. That's where the example that the second person is not a Kohen, and therefore even if the first one was a Kohen or she was a Bakon, whatever it is, she's fully Mekudeshet l'sheni and she cannot have from betruma. That's what we're saying. Now, the second case here in the Mishnah was an interesting case, Machshav Lachar Shoshim Yom, from now and after 30 days. Next situation, if someone jumped in, Shimon jumped in on day 10, we said it's really got a bit of a question. Mekudesh Shaveda Mekudesh. We have to understand why and what that is. So the Gemara now says, Raval says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Kiddushe Meya Tov Simba. What that means is even if this happened 100 times, so I'll just show you here, the Korbanator, he says, Im kitchu kulam toch 30 yom, Rishon. You got Shimon, Levi, Uda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Ne'im, one after another doing this thing during the 30-day period. We say, V'amru me'achshav, and they say from now until after 30 days. Each of them is what's like a kinyan meshuyar. So the way to understand this, when he says, Meyom, Ulachar, 30 yom, it means the Kiddushin is starting now and completing in 30 days' time. It's like this, which is an interesting thing. In other words, it's somewhat Mekudeshet, but it's not fully Mekudeshet. So there's like, let's call it 5%. I have no idea. But a small amount of Mekudeshet. And there's room, if you like, for the next person to do the same thing. And if he does it, the next person does the same thing, et cetera, et cetera. So you can have this whole thing, which you now need to get from all these 100 individuals, if everyone was doing one after the other. Because it's not considered a full Kiddushin. There's, if you like, let's read the words inside. It says, Sharei Omar Machshav Yatchilu Kidu. Let's go from the beginning. Dahak Konim Musharim. Sharei Omar Machshav Yatchilu Kiddushin Lachal Yoshoshim Yung Yigmaru, like I explained. It starts now and completes then. For Kolachan Matsa Makom, and every person has find somewhat, some percentage, if you like, Makom Uzman Panoy Lekidushin Vatasukulam Naosra. That's what he says. Okay, but that's assuming that each do this funny way of Machshav Yatchashoshim Yung. However, the Gemara goes on and says now that it says Amar Abelazar lachen tzricha filu kitcha sheni kiddushin gmurim, which is an interesting question thing here. The I'll bring the second explanation of the Korban Eidah. There are two explanations. The Shire Korban has many kashas on the first and also kashas on the second. But it says, Inami. Oh, it says, Ad Rebbe Yochanan Kai, Dafilu Kinchashani Kiddushin Gumurim, Afilu Hachi Kiddushay Mea Tofsim. Interesting pshat. What this means is, the first person says from now until after 30 days, Shimon comes along and says, you are Mekudeshet Li, no strings attached. I want you to be my wife. So you would think that everything that is Mishuyar, it's Mekudeshet Lo. But nonetheless, we say that the next person who comes along, if he tries to do it, would also be Mekudeshet Lo, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shin, getting from all of them. Even though the Sheni says with no strings attached, a full kiddushin, no tonight whatsoever, that's a chiddush. Now, the Korban lives a question why that would be the case. But it seems to be that as soon as she's somewhat deficient, if you like, she's not mekudesh 100% to one person. Any kiddushin after it seems to be also somewhat deficient, something like that. Fine, like some sort of deficiency. So now the Gemara says, "Amra vitzlich batavlai by kemer Rav Elazar." He says, "What? I don't understand this." Ma nafshecha. So he understands that it's not like a beginning and ending kiddushin. It's more like when he says machshav v'chashloshim yom, we have a safek what his real intentions are. So ma nafshecha ma shekana barishon kana v'ashar hasheni b'avagomer. So I'll just read just to make clear what I just said to you. I'll read you inside the Korban Eidah. It says ma nafshecha each nai have if what the Baal was doing, Aruven. The first guy says, if it was a Tnai, meaning Lo Sabacha, Bei, Bi, Toch Shoshim, if I don't, you know, retract within 30 days, Mukadesh Ali, Machshav, another 100%, that's what he means, Machshav. Then Kiddush Rishon, Kiddushin Gemara. Now the first person's got to fill Kiddushin. Vichazara, but if the concern is that when he says, Mikan, a Machshav, Ono Ulacha Shoshim, he really means only after 30 days, Maidamar Machshav, the Kaamar Eni Omer Machshav, Eli Kitchen, Yachar Shoshim Yom, it's a Chazara. Im Ken, the Kiddushin Sheni would be a full Kiddushin. Gmurim, Leavi Kiddushin, Mukudesh Le Sheni, Kinadam Reisha. Velami Kiddushin Mea Tofsim. So I'll just explain it outside. It seems to be the way Korban Eidah explains the position of Yitzhak. The whole question of why Mekudesh Veni Mekudesh, when someone says Machshav, Lechol Shoshim, is we don't know what it really means. When he says Machshav Shoshim Yom, is the addition of the Shoshim Yom to say that really it's going to be Chal in 30 days? Now, Al Tznai that it'll be Chozer? I've said the wrong around. When he says Machshav Shoshim, does it mean that you're married to me really now? Al Tznai, I don't Chozer in that day, in 30 days. That means that anything happens after, it's irrelevant. As long as he's in Chozer, he's in Mukadesh Elisha. Or does it mean that he is Chozer Machshav? He says, Machshav, actually, really, I want it to be in 30 days' time. If that's the case, if someone comes along in between the Mukdesh, 100% Mukdesh Lashani. So if that's understanding the Mishnah, which is his understanding, how can, after the second person, Ashimon's done active Kiddushin, it's either fully his wife or fully Reuven's wife. So Levi coming along, how can you have Meir people getting involved and... many people getting involved and also being choshesh the Levi Shimon, Levi Yehud Yisachar and Zvulun trying to do the same thing. That's his kasha. So you can quite clearly see that there's different understandings of what this Mishnah means. Machshav HaShoshim Yom, is it like sort of a extended transition type of thing that's starting now and ending there? Or is it a suffix in the Mishnah what his intentions really were? So the Gemara says, Amalei v'chi, but in any event, the Gemara says, v'chi nafshecha ba'ariot, the response is, when do we sow with Isariot Mimanafshach? In other words, our Mimanafshach was either way you want to cut it, it'd be fine. But the Gemara is not satisfied with that. Sometimes, in other words, when it comes to something so chamur as Ariot, we don't say Mimanafshach. Even though logically, rationally, we might say that either way you cut it, it's going to be one way or the other. The fact you have a suffix means it's a suffix. So then when it comes to Ariot, we still have to be Choshesh going forward, which is an interesting take. The Gemara says, Umaychadun, what's a din then? Which... just to explain a bit further, Kormanet says, Umatam Yeshe Ein Lomar Mimanafshach. Why do we say Mimanafshach? Because it says, Kol Isha She'enu Knuya La Adam Achad, Afilu Kirishamea Tov Simbo. Now, this is kind of relating to what I think I was saying a bit earlier. It says, Kinyan Gamul, in other words, Kol Isha She'enu Kinyan, this Kormanet, Kinyan Gamul La Adam Echad. Meaning, any time that a woman doesn't have a full Kinyan to another person, that's some sort of kinyan mushuyeret. Again, this sort of transitioning way, if you explained it. Afilu kedushin b'tom sibo, even 100 people coming over, da kol echad matza makom uzman pano lekedushin. So the way Korban explains it seems to be we're going back to the original way of understanding it. That the machshav v'tashim isn't a full kinyan gamur. As soon as you don't have a full kinyan gamur, then other kiddushin are going to be chal. In other words, what stops other people doing a kinyan kiddushin on a woman who's betrothed? The fact that she's fully betrothed to another person. That's what stops it. But if she's not fully betrothed to a single person, that doesn't stop other people from doing active kiddushin. Now, they're not considered her spouse 100%, but it's effective enough that she needs a get. That's effective, I think, what's happening. Okay. Now, the Gemara says as follows. This piece, we might continue a bit more next time and go over it, but there's different ways to explain it. I didn't get a chance. There's a massive red buzz. I didn't get a chance to go through it, but I'll explain the Korbanator for the moment. It says, Chad Talmid. There was one Talmid, Baye Kamei Reb Zira. He asked the following question. What was it? Natanla Beshachrit Amana Legarsha Ben Arbaim. So carefully we'll step through this Korbanator. By the way, I just saw the beginning of the red buzz. The red buzz says, Pirusha Kola Mefarshin. Lo Avanti Pirusha Kola Mefarshin. We see that some people read Buzz comes along and he says, I've tried everybody, I don't make it, doesn't make any sense. And in the past, the reason why I'm sort of, we might go through this again the next time, because in the past when he's done this, we've gone through it and found a very clear explanation. But I didn't get a chance to go through it at the moment, but this is sort of bridging the next stuff anyway. Enough apologies. Let's continue. So the way the Korban Edict explains as follows. He says, Chad Talmid asks the followers, Natanla. So this Sheni comes along, this is Hashimon. Hashini, the Toch Shvoshim Yom in the 30 days of the Rishon. He gives him, he says, Kiddushin b'shacharis amanat legarsha ben arbaim. He Kiddushin, on condition he divorced in the afternoon. Okay. V'achar kach nasa le'ish, and then she eventually goes and marries the man, meaning, I think, the first person, umet ugarsha. Mao shi asar lezeh shi kitsha shacharit amanat legarsha ben arbaim. Is she now, would she be mutar to go now and marry this person number two, Shimon. The Karina, do we say anymore that Karina ba lo yachul ba rishon ashul lekachta? Do we say that it's now as if she's married someone in intervening period or not? And it says, Chad, you got David here or Dayar, says, Savra mema kosho kone. So again, the Korban explains, is, Zeh shikidash atoch shoshim yom, that kosho is kone, daha rishon kone meshiyaret, the first one kone meshiyaret, the kevin the kana kosho, Kore ani ba lo yuchal, the asura lo. Meaning this kiddushin that the sheni did and divorced, the way he's explaining it now, is that enough of a considered, I was married to you, such that when he ends up marrying, the sheni marries after the rishon's finished with him after the 30-day period, is it considered like a second marriage or not? So the chad dayar comes along and says, yes, even though the kiddushin the Rishon did in that intervening period wasn't like a full kiddushin, because it was this based on the first ones, it was kiddushin b'shiyaret, that kol shehu, that small amount that he did was enough to define as kiddushin, as a nisun Rishon, such that now if this sheni tries to marry this woman after the 30-day period and after she's been with a Rishon and then divorced and tries to be, and now remarries, it's considered like a second marriage. And then it wouldn't be, and with after she's been married to someone else in between, and it wouldn't be able to be chozer. Okay, I might go over again next time, but we'll continue from here. Mitzvah Hashem next shoot. Right, call to.